you shall know I am the Lord. I want to talk to you about replacing your complaints and murmurs with biblical signs and wonders. In Exodus chapter 16, we see the bread from heaven, that is, the manna. However, before we see the supernatural wonder, we see the whole congregation of the children of Israel complaining against Moses and Aaron. In verse 3, the Bible says, "And the children of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." This seems to resemble Exodus chapter 14, verses 11 through 12. What were the Israelites complaining about? They were complaining about being hungry. In a sense, they were saying, the Lord hasn't done enough for us. He hasn't provided enough. Our needs are not being met. Skip to verse 8. Moses said, "This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints, which you make against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Please take note with that. If you've been complaining about whatever your situation is, oh, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, I don't have enough food, whatever the situation is, and you've been complaining, grumbling, murmuring, you're not complaining to your husband, your wife, your spouse, your children, your friends, other people. You're actually complaining against the Lord. Please understand that complaining is serious in the eyes of the Lord, and it is a sin. But I want to show you what the believer has access to. Let's look at verse 12. The Lord says, "I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God." Before I go any further, I have two reminders to you. Please turn to the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus says, "But with God all things are possible." Now please turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 13, and let's look at verse 8. The Bible says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." If you are currently going through a difficult time, perhaps you're in need of a financial miracle, perhaps you're in need of physical food in order to feed yourself and or your family, then I would encourage you to begin asking the Lord for supernatural signs and wonders that align with His Word. What do I mean? Instead of complaining about not having any bread in your cupboards, begin to ask the Lord that He will give you supernatural manna from heaven to eat. What? What you say? I'm serious. We see it take place here in the book of Exodus, and Jesus also says something very profound in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Jesus says, "To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat." Ask the Lord for some of the hidden manna to eat. Begin to press in and expect supernatural, biblical miracles to take place in your life. Not only that, in Mark chapter 6 and Mark chapter 8, we see Jesus performing miracles in the multiplication of the bread and the fish. This was a miracle that could not be explained. Jesus multiplied a little into a lot. If you're having financial issues, plead with the Lord regarding the miracles Jesus performed while here on earth. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 27, Jesus says, "Go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first, and when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money." Okay, this isn't a normal event. Typically, you don't go fishing, catch a fish, and find money in its mouth. This was a supernatural miracle performed by Jesus. I encourage you to also be pursuing such miracles in your own life. Let me explain. First of all, we see miracles take place all throughout the Bible. We see them in the Old Testament with Moses. We see them with Elijah, with Elisha. Many people did signs and wonders. I want to read to you something very profound that Jesus said. Listen up. It's found in the book of John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Jesus gives us an open door to perform miracles and even greater works than he did. Can you fathom that? Are you grasping this? This isn't something I'm making up. This is the authority and the anointing the believer in Jesus Christ has. I encourage you to stop complaining and start seeking the Lord on how He may receive the glory through the miracles He desires to do through you. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me for complaining against you. May you be glorified with the signs, wonders, and miracles that you desire to perform through me. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.